What just happened, bro? What just happened?
Oh! Dan knows.
What is going on?
Oh my god! You know what that was?
What the hell just happened?
We here.
That's
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 6 Yard Box Podcast after an international break. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. This is episode 70 of the program, coming at you live from a pretty sunny day here on this November Toronto. I'm here joined by Antoine, Blake, and the lovely Miles, as always, here with a bit of a quicker pod, because it's international.
So what
break,
are we going to talk about?
And there isn't shit to talk about. But, lads, I'm going to say, like, over, under, 1.5 games have you watched of footy over the past?
Slamming the under.
Slightly under.
Slightly under. Good line.
Mm-hmm. Good line.
Have we all hit the under?
I don't watch. Wow. I don't watch during this period. Even the Suriname game. Like, well, really? I think it's whatever. Is it
Suriname?
That's what I said. What?
I know. Oh, I thought you were like you're motioning that like you.
Oh no! Even wrong. The Suriname. Like I don't. What even was it? Was it CONCACAF?
It was CONCACAF Nations League.
The game is tomorrow, by the way.
Okay.
No,
so
we,
you're just
we, no. We played them.
So you're just incorrect.
We played them in Suriname. The other
yeah.
Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't so try. Don't try to tell me about my goddamn country.
Junior Hoylett winner. All right. We're tapped in.
I don't think it was Hoylett.
Yes, it was Junior Hoylett.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Were you watching?
Nope.
Good. I don't think it was Hoylett.
But
was
I
it Hoylett? It doesn't matter. But this is stupid. Like, I don't know why we're here, honestly. Like, I love seeing you guys.
Oh wow.
Well, like,
that's a little hard.
What a great start to the listener.
I love you
like,
all.
Wow, I'm going to listen to this entire show now.
Well, I know why we're here. We got stuff to talk about. I just don't know what.
Mm-hmm. So when I was watching the France-Israel game, Miles sends in at the end of the game, the 0-0. He says, LOL.
Mm.
Then I comment on the Israeli keeper, who's a very good keeper. And then Blake says, did you guys watch the game for real? I said, I did indeed. He says, disgraceful. I will never watch international break footy unless it's Canada. It's almost like I'm French and it's my country. But then going and saying that you haven't even watched the Suriname game when it's Canada?
Yeah, I just don't care. Like, I do care if it was... Again, this is like still, what?
The lads, it's Suriname. I didn't know they're a country a week ago.
Okay, I knew that. Well, to be fair, you know what? I need to step back. I probably should have watched this game. And honestly, when's the game tomorrow, you said? I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch it because I do give a shit about Canada. But like Poland, I'm not watching Nations League Poland. Like, absolutely not.
There's also other stuff going on that Friday. All right. I was at the Raptors game. Bit of fight going on that day. The legalized elder abuse.
Yeah.
Like there's other stuff going on
what did
Friday
I do
night.
Friday?
What did you do Friday?
What did you do Friday? Went to the keg. My grandma, my sister.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's
very nice.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when nothing... Exactly. No one knows where to go.
So what happened?
No one knows where to go. Just let's... Do you have anything else about the international break besides...
Hey, you have something to say about the Suriname game.
Oh, yeah. I was walking down a main artery of the downtown Toronto core of the city today in Toronto on University Avenue, going for just a little coffee. I like to get out, stretch my legs in the morning.
Right.
And I'm walking past 5 or 6 dudes with tracksuits that say SVB on them. And in my head, the first thought was, I said, oh, I know, because I might go to the game tomorrow. I was like, I know that there are I wonder if there are Suriname players in town because I know that they have a game. And SVB badge, looked it up as I brushed shoulders with them, literally walking the same side of the street, everything. And it turns out I walked past a couple Suriname players, full tracksuit, most likely staying at the Shangri-La Hotel in downtown Toronto.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did you get a couple pictures or no?
No, I did not.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know. Just a question, do any of you know any players in Suriname?
Lad.
Do any of you know where Suriname is?
Yeah, well, it's obviously in the, it's CONCACAF Nations League, so it's
smart man.
It's in Africa, man.
No, I did not get a photo, and I just thought to myself, cool. So, yeah.
Imagine asking for a photo of players that you don't know.
I feel like that would make them happy, no? They probably don't get that many pictures, or like that many photos taken of them. Yeah. They don't get recognized that much. I feel like that could liven up their day.
Dude! I'm going to pick with you.
Suriname League One. Top goal scorer.
Lads, we're making fun of it, but Canada only won 1-0. To be fair, Canada didn't have the best squad.
Yeah.
I'm saying this that I didn't watch, but I did see that they won, and when I did see that it was tied 0-0 at halftime, I was a little upset. So like
shaking in my boots.
Yeah. Just confirmed that you weren't going to turn the game on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just hard. But I mean, you guys suck too. France sucked too. International break. Does it really make you mad? Probably not.
It's been a while.
Does it make you mad?
It's been.
You didn't suck that bad.
To each their own.
You beat Italy, bro.
We did beat Italy.
35th in the world right now, eh? It's not bad.
Wow.
Who? Oh, Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad at all.
Where's Belgium?
Oh, oof. Yeah. They're
like,
sixth.
Again, like.
I think they're
like,
sixth.
They're sixth?
They're sixth, man.
How?
I don't know. FIFA definitely have a soft spot for these guys because it's been like 4 years of straight mid. Maybe even 6 years since World Cup. No, 2018 was good. Like since 2020, Euro 2020, it's been just straight mid, losing to Italy in the Euros, then going out in the group stage in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And then losing in the round of 16 in the next Euros. It's been 6 years of just straight mid and they're still sixth. Dude.
I saw someone say that Belgium are the Tottenham of international football.
They're not.
Well, they were well represented by Tottenham for a little bit there.
It was just kind of funny. Yeah.
I like that though.
Shout out Dane St. Clair. What y'all know about Dane St. Clair?
Nothing.
Bro, that's the fucking Canada goalie. That's what I'm saying. You're not a real fan, Jew. Oh, you yes, bitch. Yes,
you thought it was thinking of a St. Clair.
Not good for the 2026 World Cup job application.
No. It's just.
I thought you were shouting out certain players.
No. Is it the backup?
Yeah, okay. It should be Crepo. That's what I'm saying. Like Davies wasn't called up, I don't think, for this international break.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't playing.
I think he's a little injured.
Yeah. He's playing. Joel Waterman was playing.
Mm-hmm. Holy someone shit.
It was in Canada?
No. It was in Suriname. No, I just saw where it's a double leg action here.
Okay. Do you know the capital of Suriname?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
I can tell you where it is, though.
Fucking disappointing.
Wait, you can tell me where it is. It's in Suriname.
No, I can tell you where Suriname is. Sorry.
Yeah, in Central America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not in the north, it's somewhere in the middle.
It's in South America, I think, but.
What? No, it's definitely not.
Isn't it? It's next to.
If it was in South America, wouldn't it be.
Then they'd be a.
Not. Then they'd be a. Oh, I don't know any.
Right above.
Right above Brazil.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh. They're right next to.
Next to French Guiana and Guyana.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's like. Oh, you know what?
It's.
Oh, they're there? They're there in the south?
Interesting.
Yeah, in the south.
Good for them.
Huh.
The capital is Paramaribo. That's a good capital name.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know your capitals, right?
I do.
Yeah.
So you guys know the capital of Guyana?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What is it?
It's Georgetown.
There's a city called Georgetown. You know?
Anyways.
Just using the main CFB. Wow.
Okay, so where do we want to go, lads?
Man, where do we want
to
go?
Let's go through the countries. I mean, we're going to talk about...
No, guys. I'm literally leaving. We're not doing this. We can talk about so many more productive
things. Okay, let's go vibes then.
Like, today is a statement day for the 6 Yard Box podcast. We just hit 70 episodes.
Yes.
70,
we got some great stuff sent to us.
And you want to ruin all of this work by talking about international break.
And you want to ruin all this great work by leaving the pod talking about international break?
What do you mean leaving the pod? We can talk about other things. Don't leave the pod.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the Prem coming up.
I don't want to talk about the Prem either. I hate that league too.
Okay. Like, how about you tell me about Poland real quick?
I don't know, guys. I don't know. Miles actually doesn't watch football when he should watch football. Like, I don't.
Cheap shot there, no?
I don't have the need or the want or the, like, desire to watch the football. Like, there's no point, guys.
Where are we going, Julian?
What do you mean? Why are you cutting me off?
You said you didn't. What?
Let's go to Lyon.
Oh, let's do the countries first.
I'm working on my assignment. Then.
Netherlands beat Hungary 4-0. I'm kidding.
This is prime rage bait for Blake. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Brazil drew with Venezuela. Argentina lost to Paraguay. That's big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun it fact. Is. You guys know that, speaking of Brazil, sorry to cut you off. You know that Harry Maguire has more goals for England than Vinny Jr. has for Brazil?
Brazil are low-key falling off. They're fourth in CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying.
So you're talking about Paraguay beating Argentina. That's their third loss in the CONCACAF qualifier for the World Cup. And they're still first, top of the table.
Fraud check? Anybody?
Look what that says about the level of South American football.
I know.
Like, yeah. We have Chile in 10th, I think. I saw on your computer.
What happened to the game
Chile
we
Chile in 10th.
Chile, the worst, the bottom of qualifying now.
Yeah. You okay?
Like, guys, I'm just taking in what you guys are saying. Yeah. I don't have anything to add.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and look what happens now when I don't say anything, then you guys don't know where the hell to go. So
not that we don't know how to go, I'm just admiring you. I'm just admiring you. That's
thank you. I'm growing a mustache, guys.
Yeah. A little Austin Matthews, I like it.
Don't say his name, bro. It's hurting. He's like all I'm saying is he's gonna need surgery in 2 weeks. They're gonna announce he needs surgery and then I'm gonna cry myself to sleep every night. Cause gosh darn, the Leafs not crying out for a third line center. Should we talk about the Leafs a little bit, boys?
I don't think we should. Maybe not.
Okay. Shout out Argos.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
I did not watch.
Prince Harry was at the game.
Nick Joe and the third one. Kevin. And there's a fourth one. Did y'all know there's a fourth one?
There's a fourth
one? Yeah, but he's not a twin. Doesn't look like them. But there's a fourth one. They were performing there, which I think is awesome. Mm-hmm. I had to check. I was like, are they Canadian? They're not. But, like, that's so cool.
It's the best we can get.
No, but that's a... good, like it's not like A-lister, but they're kind
of course
they're closer to A-lister than like a lot of Canadian.
It's like Beyonce is doing an NFL halftime show, but not like Super Bowl or nothing, just like a regular season game.
Yeah, it's being hosted on Netflix as well.
Christmas Day one, right?
Hey, you know who's gonna be at the Netflix premiere of WWE Monday Night Raw?
Who?
Travis motherfucking Scott.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand the pull of this company.
Yeah. I was about to say I have a gripe with Netflix.
Just watch it on your phone. It was fine.
After that fight?
Bro, oh my god, the freezing was ridiculous. I tried on my phone. But
my phone was perfect. I had no issues.
Yeah.
But then you try on your laptop and it would just like go out every few minutes.
Well, I didn't do that.
It just like kept freezing.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was oh my god.
See, I told you, this is the stuff that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
That's not what I should do. Like, bro, they're a multi-billion-dollar company. They should fucking have it
terrible.
Working on whatever device you're trying to watch
if on. You said the Netflix is hosting a Monday Night Football or whatever, or a football game. There's one that millions of people are going to be watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Monday Night Raw is supposed to be there every week, along with the pay-per-views, along with SmackDown in Canada. So I'm sure this was like their test run. And obviously, if we're being honest, a lot of people were watching this event, so it makes sense. But I think they'll figure it out.
Like, if you're a big company like Netflix, I feel like you have to prepare for like a server overload.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not something that should be a surprise. You know?
I can already see Blake raging at the Netflix screen when Monday Night Raw keeps freezing. He's like, I can't.
Right before like the arcade. Yeah.
No.
Generally, I'll watch WWE more if it's like free on Netflix.
It's so back, guys. It's so back. Like Triple H heading this is so good. Mm-hmm. It's so entertaining.
Him and Steph were at the UFC this weekend.
Yeah. Big up, shout out Stephanie McMahon.
Big up. Pictures of her from 2002 keep coming up on my Twitter timeline, and I'm just like, oh.
She's beautiful, man.
Yeah. Anywho, moving on. Listen, man, we got to talk about France. We got to talk about Portugal.
Yeah,
all right, because we just have to. All right. And listen, Blake, we're gonna go off the cuff, and I want you to interject with your own opinion because. That's when the pod is at its best. All right.
Okay.
It is.
What opinion do you need from me? I already expressed my opinion on these games.
Absolute screamer from Bruno Fernandes on Poland's head top.
This doesn't hurt me. Also, Poland as a nation, a footballing nation, have been terrible for the past three tournaments. So again,
which is crazy with the levels of players that you guys have. You guys aren't a bad team on paper.
No Lewandowski for you guys this time around. But
yeah, but still.
Well, once he's gone, it's over, man.
It is over. You'll be like Chile.
Yeah.
You still have quality around the pitch. You have Zielinski, Bednarek.
Which no ball, Kasper Urbanski.
You have a good keeper.
Who?
Urbanski? Kasper Urbanski.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Urbanski's good.
Yeah. Attacking mid, yeah. Like, there's pieces. There's pieces, but Jan Bednarek does not incite fear Bednarek into the defense.
Absolutely.
Attackers.
I think a good coach can do well with a team like Poland, genuinely. You have talent around the field.
Yeah. It's not, Zalewski, like there's people.
It's not like
there are people, but that's
Who's a bad team? Right? It's not like Czech Republic that genuinely are in the mud because they don't have any.
Patrick Schick is Czech, right?
Yeah,
he's probably better than anyone else on that team.
Yeah,
tournament wise, for sure.
Yeah. Look, striker doesn't impact the entire game as much as someone like a Zielinski playing in a midfield role. More,
but a striker can take over a game.
Of course, absolutely. But I'm just saying, you guys have more quality.
Sure.
And a good coach can really do good with that team.
For sure. I'm just biased because this team is...
Fernando Santos was like the worst appointment.
That was terrible.
Ever.
That was terrible, yeah.
What the fuck were y'all doing?
So, yeah, I'm so out on this team. I'm talking too much about international football as a whole already. You suck me in, you little bastard.
So reel him in.
And how do you feel about that, Blake?
Ennui. You know what that means?
Ennui, yeah.
You're French!
Come on, bro. Don't do this to me.
That's a good word, eh?
Yeah, that's a great word.
That's how I feel. The Canadian team is the opposite of that. What's the opposite? Oh, I guess like a lot of feelings.
Like exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Canadian team. But the Polish team...
Ennuyeux.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
The Philip Fernando Santos.
Okay.
I have... Sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say that too. I said my piece. You guys remember my piece? No, you remember my thing I said.
Yeah, the if you dialed in on footy instead of basketball.
Yeah,
you guys
bro. We'd be a top 10 Asian nation, bro.
I don't disagree with that. I think absolutely. Because you guys are all fucking short. Why are you guys zoning in on basketball?
Insane, bro. Just
5'5" low center of gravity demons
up
there.
Just pick up a footy and start kicking it and you'll do well. Like, anyway, might be struggling for a goalie, but you know, there's the Yao Mings of Asia. Like, you know.
Bro, whack the Zach Edey in that, bro.
Yeah, true.
Zach Edey, dude.
Yeah. Zach Edey, is he? He's
balling.
He's just not Filipino.
But, yeah, I don't think he is.
Wait.
I thought you were talking about Canadians. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's so checked out. Wow.
Yeah. I might as well just dialed in the switcher.
He
does look Filipino, though.
Which is fine.
Well, I really hope he is Filipino. That'd save my case.
He's not Filipino, I don't think, at all.
Zach Edey.
Hey, leading the rookie. I think on top of the rookie ladder, apparently.
He is.
He's Filipino?
No. On top of the rookie ladder.
I was like, what?
Sorry, I thought we were
talking about the rookie.
He's Canadian Chinese.
He's Chinese.
Yeah. I was saying, Fernando Santos, I think he is one of the most overrated coaches of modern football.
What has he done since leaving Portugal?
Literally. And why was he successful with Portugal?
No, that's a genuine question. What has he done besides Poland? Like, I don't know where he is. What's he doing?
He went to Poland, and then I don't know what he's doing now. Let me check. But look, part of why he was successful, a massive part of why he was successful with Portugal is because of Ronaldo, is because of the golden generation that he had.
Of course. Luck. Exactly. He lucked out by having a good team.
That's exactly right. He's one of those coaches where he's...
Oh my goodness.
Man, like Poland appointed him thinking he's going to turn the squad around and build this huge project with the Polish national team.
Well, actually, no one thought that. Not to be a dick.
Well, because end of his Portugal stint.
Right, right. Like his resume, but like
he was still a well-respected national team manager.
But everyone hated the appointment. Yeah. Like all of the Polish people hated the appointment.
But I'm like
from a footballing perspective,
Polish federation standpoint, they definitely thought it was a good appointment because of the fact that he did well at Portugal.
I see. Yeah, he's had a rocky few years. So obviously hired and fired by Poland, then hired and fired by Besiktas, and now he is the coach of Azerbaijan.
See, guys, this is where we go when we talk about international football. A washed coach who had a lucky nation who is now coaching in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, but I mean, like, bro, he did fine with Portugal, like, considering all things, like... Genuinely, like he did.
Was he the coach of the Euros?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I actually that bought him too much time.
You want to talk about luck? You want to talk about international footy? That run is like the luckiest history of football.
And it's not even
no. You don't get an
hold
opinion
on
not this.
Even,
you're
it's not even
biased
in
this conversation.
We beat you in the quarters. We beat you in the final. I don't want to hear none of it from you guys. I don't want to hear any of it.
Hold on.
I don't want to hear any of it.
Let me get the clip. Let me rewind.
Oh my God.
That Portugal, 2016? Is it 2016? Yeah, 2016, right?
I can't, you don't fucking know.
No, I did 2016, right?
Yeah.
That Portugal 2016 Euros win is like the luckiest run to a...
No,
to
it's
a, like
not.
A,
no, it's not.
I can't
not.
Speak.
That no, was, no, it
it's
is not. Even,
it's the luckiest run to...
No, it's not.
To an international title ever.
It no, is. The fuck it's not.
Have fun editing that.
So who else? Because it's not even an outlandish take to not win a single game in 90 minutes up until the semifinals is insane. And then not scoring a goal in the final until extra time.
And then the goal that you scored was on an injured goalkeeper.
Oh, fuck off with that. It was 30 yards out from there, yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You got done up by a guy playing at Lokomotiv Moscow, and you want to talk to me about wrong?
He was hurt. Lawrence was hurt.
Fuck out of here, bro.
He got injured. And like the,
no, he wasn't fucking injured, bro. It was just an amazing finish.
I don't know if he got hurt. That goal, I'm not going to say anything about it. That's a good goal. That's a great goal.
It was a good goal, and it was a good setup throughout the game. And you guys had so many chances and everything. But like,
it's the run. You can't sit here and tell me that Portugal had a good 2016 Euros run without winning a single game in their group, finishing with 3 points, qualifying on third place.
That was poor because they were
one of the best third place teams. Sure, fair enough. Then not scoring a single goal in 90 minutes for two following games after that.
I don't give a fuck.
Against
I
Wales?
I don't care.
Against who? Against who was it against?
I don't care. I don't
care. It was Wales, you're right.
We beat Croatia, who went to a World Cup final 2 years later. All right? We then beat Poland on penalties. Okay?
That Croatian squad wasn't mature yet at all.
What do you mean, bro? What are you talking about?
The core, the Modric, the Rakitic, sure. God. The rest?
What, Mandzukic? Mandzukic wasn't balling out in 2016?
He was. Dude.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Name me any other one.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Subasic. Net?
Yeah.
That's it.
Serna. Like that. Hold on.
Like, come on, bro.
Dejan Lovren.
Come on, bro. Scoring zero.
Dejan Lovren was like Harry Maguire before Harry Maguire was Harry Maguire.
Not for fucking Croatia, he wasn't. Okay, we beat a Croatia team who, say what you fucking want, but they went to a World Cup final 2 years later, okay? Sure. You don't go from being a shit mid-level national team to being World Cup final quality, okay? Then we beat Poland, who is the best version of themselves, all right? We beat you in penalties, all right? Then we beat Wales, who was on an insane run. And then we beat France.
But that's the issue, penalties. Like
you beat Croatia in extra time, in the 117th minute, after Croatia plummeted you with like, all game.
Plummet us.
Then?
A brother.
Then? You beat Poland on penalties.
I fucking watched that game. They did not plummet us. Get out of here, bro.
Listen, you can't even say, oh, Poland's a good matchup.
We beat the teams in front of us. What do you want to say?
If you look at...
Oh, my goodness.
Today's... Yeah, but not convincingly. That's the point. We're not saying that.
Who cares?
We're not saying that.
Who gives a fuck?
We're saying it was a lucky and maybe not undeserved, but slightly undeserved win.
Perhaps.
Who gives a fuck? Argentina are lucky they beat Australia in the round of 16 of the World Cup, if you want to use that same logic, because they barely scraped by them, Australia almost scored a last-minute winner. If you want to apply that logic, we can apply that logic, but it's stupid.
It's not stupid.
Some games are going to be close. Some games aren't.
It's not stupid because it was consistent. Let me finish. It's not stupid because it was consistent throughout the entire tournament, Julian.
Yeah.
Croatia, Poland, Wales, France. Croatia, Poland, Wales, France. If you compare that to Spain's run this year, it's night and day. Like, Spain genuinely deserved going to the final, playing against good opponents.
Who deserved it more than Portugal?
Both in the group
stage. Who deserved it more than Portugal? France. Who deserved it more than Portugal?
France.
You can sit here and say that Portugal didn't deserve to win it, but then tell me who did.
I just said that.
No, they fucking didn't. No, they didn't. They barely beat Romania in the opening game. They put up underwhelming performance after underwhelming
performance.
They did
not put up
underwhelming performance. You have to beat Iceland in the quarters?
We have to beat Iceland. We beat them 5-1. Then we beat Germany 2-0, who are one of the Euro's favorites, absolute favorites. You're telling me beating Germany is less of an achievement, is a bad thing when you're
genuinely, but how is it my fault that you guys choked?
When did I say it was your fault?
In front of your home crowd to Portugal. How is that our fault?
Julian, you're zoning in on the final. I'm talking about the entire tournament, brother. The entire tournament.
We won our games going up until the final.
The entire point of this argument.
That's how it works.
The entire point of this argument is that it was a lucky and it was just a bad run. Objectively, it was a bad run. You cannot.
It was better than your run. It was better than everyone else's run. Guess why?
Well,
because
sure.
We won. Yeah. Same thing with Greece 2004. Do you think Greece gives a fuck about you guys saying that it's a lucky run? Beat us in the final. I'm the first one to say
you do give a fuck about us saying it's a lucky run. It clearly does get you.
Bro, I'm saying that
why?
It doesn't
you
fucking matter.
Because it's the Ronaldo fan in him. Because this was like, because when he won that, even though he didn't even play, well, he did play, but he got hurt. When he won that Euro trophy, it was like, oh my God. Messi hasn't won his international trophy yet.
We also Ronaldo's just weren't better. A Ronaldo's good team better. At that point. Like, we were not, this is not the same, that is nowhere near the Portugal that's here today. You're not going to find, you know, Premier League star after Premier League star on that Portugal team.
So you're taking away, so you're just proving our point that it was lucky. You're just saying your team wasn't good.
No, I'm saying that team performed extremely above, like, what their standard was. And you have to give them plaudits
for that. Sure, they performed. They got the results that were above what they were expected to do.
No, they played. They played well.
Okay.
They played well.
Dylan, you're talking about...
They did! Oh, 18-year-old Renato Sanches in that midfield scoring a banger against Poland. I will never forget that.
Lad played well. Actually, yeah, that did sink my heart a little bit.
Yes.
But that... You can't say played well after, like, not winning a single game in the group, like Antoine said. This is a lot. We talked about this for too long. Not winning a single... And then, like you said, not scoring in regular time until the final.
Until the semifinal.
Until the semifinal, sorry. Right, the Wales game.
So Iceland's not a good opponent, right? To be Iceland 5-2, it's not good, right?
So yes, I know we drew to the nil-nil.
Yeah, how come you're aware in the group stage?
That's just not what my point was, because my point was that you did not deserve to win that trophy.
In the quarters, guys.
Exactly.
Who did Iceland be in the quarters? England. That was the England
round of 16, but yes.
Yeah, round of 16.
No,
we get it.
Yeah, we get it.
You can't say here. What I'm
saying
is,
did you deserve to win that trophy over us? No, because we beat you.
I'm not saying we did.
I'm not saying we did. That was kind of rage bait, but
brother.
Okay.
It was objectively a bad run. Yeah. You cannot sit here and tell me anything else.
Will the history books give a fuck?
Nope. No, of course not. That's why we talk.
Y'all can't take that away from me.
No one's trying to take it away from you. We're just saying it was...
I see where y'all are coming from, but you cannot take that away from Portugal. And you cannot, like... We're not putting a fucking asterisk on that trophy win. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am.
No.
I am.
But in your mind, when Ronaldo won that trophy... You thought he was better than Messi, 100%. I know the way.
In 2016, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah.
In 2018, I thought it too.
Well, that surely changed. I don't think, like, Ronaldo's had better seasons than Messi, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. But, like, never in my mind was he ever a better player.
Never.
Never. Never.
I even saw that too. I think in the last few years, my argument was always like, you know, in the NBA GOAT debate, it's always like, Jordan's the GOAT, but LeBron is like the most talented player of all time.
Well, LeBron is the GOAT. The Jordan debate's like over, in my opinion, but people still do that.
My thing was always like Messi has like, considering the position that he is for his national team and the team that he came up through in that Barcelona and everything, mm-hmm. like, pound for pound, accomplishment for accomplishment, Ronaldo had a greater resume than him. Then he won his 6th Ballon d'Or, then his 7th, then his 8th. Then I'm like, okay. And then he won the World Cup. I'm like, okay. So that's why I still say that Messi is now the GOAT. But for the longest time, I withheld that Messi was the better, most talented, more well-rounded player than Ronaldo. And I told you that first year before the World Cup. But Ronaldo was greater. But not anymore.
Even as soon as Messi won the Copa America, it was kind of over.
It was over.
It was over before then,
but it was over for the... Yeah. Ronaldo fanboys.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
over. Because that was the one thing.
No, it was over on number 6.
But Ronaldo's 2, in my opinion. I think he's still 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's 1-2.
It's 1-2. There's no other. Speaking of Portugal, your boys did good over the international break, no?
Oh my god, we were doing so well.
They did. Ronaldo?
We were doing so well. We like talked about like good international stuff. We were talking about Ronaldo versus Messi.
We have to get back
to that. Can I talk about my country, please?
Like, sure.
Well, 5-1 win over Poland. We're actually playing right now.
5-1?
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, we suck. Holy crap.
It was 0-0 at halftime. You can see the four goals in like 15 minutes.
Do you see why I'm out on the Poland team? Go ahead.
And we're playing this moment as
ironically.
Well. We're playing against Croatia.
Yep.
How funny is that? What's the score?
1-1.
1-1 in the 84th minute.
Yeah.
João Félix goal. You always love to see it.
Ronaldo scored a bicey.
Ronaldo scored a bicey. It wasn't the prettiest, but...
Better than Messi?
A bicycle kick is a bicycle kick. The athleticism still looks there, but it's not. I always withhold that we look good, but with Portugal, I'm a little bit numb because I know with the politics behind the scenes and all that, as long as Ronaldo is embedded in the squad, I'm not feeling too good about the team. Mm-hmm. Right? And I was saying that before the Euros, and everybody fucking laughed at me and said that I'm a fake fan. And, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but I was fucking right. And I'm going to withhold that opinion until Ronaldo's not playing anymore, with all due respect.
Little sidestep. How fast does Ronaldo reach 1,000 goals?
He's at, what, 908 now?
Yeah, he's low 9 right now.
Low 9 right now. He hit 800. It was 2021. So I think... He'll stay as long as he needs.
I think so too.
You know?
I think if he retires beforehand, it's
yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. He can stay in the Saudi league for as long as he wants. Mm. Like, until he's fucking 45, if he wants to, he'll get to 1,000.
Oh my God, guys.
But then, is the argument of scoring Mickey Mouse goals like the same argument that we use for Pele playing against plumbers? Does that come into play to score his 1,000th goal?
Guys, he's 39.
Yeah.
No. That's depressing.
I mean, Pele included friendlies.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little much. I think the Saudi league's a little bit better than that. Let's be nice. Will there be an argument for
Saudi league's better than what?
Better than the plumbers Pele was playing in the 80s.
Oh. Yeah. You thought it was MLS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's not. I think it's kind of irrelevant to ask that question because I think no matter how fucking long it takes, he'll stay around.
So does Ronaldo reach 1,000 goals?
Yes. 100%. No doubt in my mind.
Does OP break Wayne's record? Sorry. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Ovechkin?
Who has the record in hockey? I said his name.
Gretzky.
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucked for pyramids tomorrow.
I was about to say Dwayne Wade, bro. You said Wayne. I heard Wade. I was like,
oh yeah, good luck for pyramids tomorrow. Better.
If it's not hockey, like I heard he added some tennis questions in there, dude. I'm also balling.
Why?
What?
Text me. Yeah, there's a anyway.
So basically, Blake is having a show tomorrow, and it's, if you ever watched the $1 Million Pyramid, it's that, but based around sports. And Antoine here is one of our contestants, so Blake can't say out loud what the question's gonna be.
I'll text you. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like everything. I got as much as like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we please talk? Are you done with your team? Because I'm so bored of international. It's just, guys.
He's done with his team, but I haven't gone to mine.
Oh. And I know I talked about Canada, but you're a Canada fan too.
Uh-huh.
We all live here.
Yeah. I feel like you're 1/16th French. I think you told me that before. Does that make you a French fan directly?
Well, I told you I like France.
Yeah.
Because the way I did it is I told you my grandmother was born in France. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. But but yeah, so she can, I think I can play for the national team.
Yeah. I think you do apply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, if Conte applies, then fuck. Sorry, delete that.
It's fine.
Did you say it's fine? No, I'm kidding. He was born in France.
Was that an immigration joke?
It was.
Nice. Okay.
just warming up for the quiplash. Just warming up for the quiplash.
Okay, don't talk about your France team. Look, that could
France
be
is
Israel.
Just same old, same old. I don't want to waste too much of Blake's time because I know it's very valuable. I know he doesn't like talking about international football much, but France tying 0-0 to Israel is the epitome of the Deschamps virus going around that French team. Ooh, I think
DDA, bro.
I mean, I've spoken about this.
Fucking joke.
DDA, it was good.
Like, you know,
it was like on a 6 level, 6 out of 10. I've spoken about this issue a lot. I feel like I'm just a broken record, just repeating myself. But Deschamps has done his time. It's over. It's a football that's outdated. That's readable, that's very easily counterable. We saw it in the Euros. They didn't play very good. We saw it even, I want to say, in the World Cup. I think Griezmann saved our World Cup campaign in 2022. We weren't playing the best at all. It was really in the spotlight.
Mbappe hat-trick had nothing to do with that either.
Listen to me. It was really in the spotlight how bad we were playing in the World Cup final. I say Griezmann saved us because he was behind every creative play that was within that French team during that tournament. Actually, I had this debate with this guy the other day. I said Griezmann had a bigger impact on our World Cup campaign than Mbappe did. But everyone doesn't think so because obviously the hat trick in the World Cup final and the two goals against Poland and the top goal scorer. But yeah, if you truly like dissect every game,
like the best player on the tournament,
the tournament, you know.
Okay, if you truly dissect every game. Look at this guy laughing. If you truly dissect every game, you can see from a footballing perspective that Griezmann was behind every single good play that France brought.
Of course.
Whether it would be offensively or defensively. That's not what we're talking about. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Tell me.
Drew's making eyes at me. I'm sorry.
Side-eyeing you?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's usually you that does that. So usually me and you that do that for him. But
we do that a lot. Yeah. But no, it's Deschamps that has to go. I saw that he is having a meeting with Mbappe about the captaincy armband. Now, if you guys don't know, Mbappe was named French national team captain a couple months ago. It was between him and Griezmann. This entire story came. What's so funny, man?
Nothing. Just keep going. Don't worry about me.
I'm worrying about you, bro.
I'm not even looking at it, bro. I swear. I swear.
I should just look at Miles because Miles is taking me very seriously here. I like that. So it was this entire story how Mbappe took the captaincy away from Griezmann. And I don't like you guys. You know that?
Mbappe took
the captaincy away from Griezmann. And then it basically snowballed into Griezmann retiring from the French national team. A lot of people were saying Mbappe's at fault for that because he didn't really deserve the captain armband for the French national team. And Griezmann was much more of a leader in terms of resume, in terms of time spent with the French national team, all that. So now Deschamps having a meeting with Mbappe. What, bro?
I don't even know at this point.
He's having a meeting with Mbappe concerning this armband and whether or not Mbappe truly wants it, because it was Deschamps' decision that Mbappe should get it. So if Mbappe wants it, he's going to keep it. But if he doesn't, then it's going to be given away to someone else. And they're looking at Ibu Konate as French captain of the national team.
Great defender.
Great defender. Great leader.
Guys, Antoine, who cares? Like, I'm so sorry. Like,
No.
It's
almost like we're a footy podcast during an international break.
I know.
To talk about the topic that I know the most.
I get it. And you talked about it very well too. And like, I do care. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
No, you don't.
I just can't.
So you're gonna laugh the same way when I talk about Lyon? Or?
Well, they're my team.
They're your team?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to hit home, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Lacazette's going to have to.
He's dipping. He's going.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to go.
He's league on. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good insight. Mm-hmm. He's not a leader, though, is he?
Mbappe?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Never been.
Like, all the papers, like, there's been so much fucking gossip about Mbappe, and I think it's been, like, too much at some times.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't think so?
You're crying, brother.
I don't even know why I was
It's
laughing.
Just so sad.
I think it's too much, all the talk of Mbappe?
I think the hate on Mbappe is too much.
I don't think so at all. I think it's warranted.
Okay.
Obviously, his performances have kind of hidden that part of his character. Obviously, he plays very good. People are quick to forget about the performances. Like, I agree with that.
I remember, like, the international break before this one, like, he didn't play for France.
He didn't play for this one.
He took a little break. And then, like, he was spotted at a club in Sweden, and, like, everybody was hating on him. But I had no problem with it, genuinely.
You had no problem with it?
I had no problem with it because I think, bro, have your time off.
I agree with the have your time off perspective because of how many games are being played.
Yeah.
But as, again, the captain of the French national team, to go and tell Deschamps that you only want to be implicated in the big games because you want to higher your chances of winning the Ballon d'Or this year.
Yeah, true.
That's fucking insane. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to help your team. Sure, it's the Nations League. Who gives a shit? Like, you got
yes!
me. You got me there. Sure, it's the Nations League. Yeah. No one cares about the Nations League. But man, like, if you're captain of a team, you need to lead them through the good games and the bad games. It doesn't matter. So seeing him at a club in Sweden, that definitely rubbed me the wrong way.
True. As captain, yeah, that is a little
suspect.
Yeah.
It didn't help that there was allegations that came out during his time in Sweden either.
Oh, yes. Which I don't know if I believe, but moving on. Anything else? No,
big picture. Deschamps should go. Been on this train for
another international break. More propaganda for Zidane.
More propaganda for me. I've been on this train since a while now, even before the Euros. I thought it was done.
It's Zidane?
Should be Zidane, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best thing we can have.
Crazy. You win back-to-back-to-back Champions Leagues and then just
vanish off the face of the earth.
Yeah. That's not crazy at all. That's like you win the holy grail of club football enough money to keep my family happy. I can buy Uber Eats whenever I want.
Is that where your mind goes?
That's actually where my mind goes too.
Yeah.
I want to be so rich that I don't need to cook food. Just send in an Uber Eats.
I'm a little
healthy food.
Big Uber Eats guy, guys.
Yeah.
Because I like ordering.
I was banned back in the day.
Why?
Yeah, back in the...
You what?
I got banned off Uber Eats back in the day.
Why?
Because you know that refund thing?
Yeah.
Back in the dorm days.
You're crazy.
When the cafeteria would close.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God. They close at 10 p.m. Like, what if I'm hungry for a little midnight snack?
So you just spam the refund?
So I just spammed it. Spammed the shit out of it. I can't get rides anymore. Well, I couldn't get rides anymore. I made a new account.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Scammer. That's crazy.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I have Uber One.
Oh my god.
I do too.
Student, oh my student god. One?
I don't know.
How much do you pay? 48 or 90 something?
A month?
No, for the year.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We got the family plan, so I'm actually not paying for it.
$48 for the year, everyone.
Holy shit.
$48 for the year. You get discounts off delivery fees and rides.
Yeah.
It's like a buck or two per, depending on what your ride is, but still.
It just stacks up.
I've had it since September. I've already saved like $60.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is, I use a lot. In today's economy,
it's pretty good.
But, because when we go out, we Uber sometimes.
Yep.
When we order food, we order food, like to my apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Might need to look into that.
Craving Wingstop right now. You know what I'm craving? Don't make me say the N-word. Sorry. Wait, Nando's.
What just happened? Wait, what the hell? What just happened, bro? What just happened?
Oh! Nando's.
What is going on?
Oh my god. You know what that was?
What the hell just happened?
Oh my god.
That was so random.
That was a prime basement yard moment right there. Oh my god.
What's going on?
You better keep that for yourself.
That's pretty good.
Holy shit.
Nando's.
Oh my god.
Nando's
just comes out like that. Holy shit.
That's the type of podcast we're having.
Oh my god.
I love off the record. I mean, we
what, Julian, man. Holy shit.
That was good.
All right, we're not letting you say it.
You already said it.
He did.
I said it.
So, moving on.
Slipped out.
I said it with chest.
Okay. Do you want to talk about Leon?
Do you want to hear about Leon?
It's club football, so sure.
It's club football. Yeah. So, 2 days ago, Julian, are you okay?
Oh man,
he's fine.
Crying from Nando's.
Yeah, I can't wait to clip up the following clips we get from this podcast, and just Julian's just red eyed, just crying.
Oh my god.
I'll give you a
minute. Do I actually look bad?
Yeah, you look pretty bad. Because you cried before, right? So you just wanted to double cry.
I was holding.
Still
in the
a little
laughter,
bit sour
bro.
About that. Still a little bit sour about that. It's okay.
Bro, I was genuinely trying not to laugh, but then just fucking Blake's laugh is so contagious.
No,
just go cook. I got tissues actually. Don't worry.
So 2 days ago,
yep.
The DNCG, which is the body responsible for overseeing the finances of Ligue 1.
McDonald's.
They had a meeting with...
McDo en français, canadien.
McDo.
They say McDo en français?
They say McDo. Mm. On va McDo. Yeah, on va McDo. So anyways, this is the DNCG.
Mm.
They had a meeting with John Texter, who... I don't know if you guys know John Texter.
Texter what?
Do you know John Texter? You know John Texter.
Who the fuck is John?
You don't know John Texter?
Who the fuck?
Brother.
Texter, I hardly know her.
Who the hell? He put in a bid for Everton over the summer. You must have seen it somewhere. There's no way he didn't.
John Dexter?
Textor.
Like Texter?
T-X-T-O-R.
Okay,
Textor. Anyways, he owns...
I'm sure Chefs knows who he is.
Why the fuck would I know him?
He owns 70% of Lyon, and he also owns a little bit of Crystal Palace. So okay. he's in a multi club ownership with a bunch of clubs around Europe, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Julian's wiping his eyes like he's on like he's at dinner at the fucking Chateau Montreal or some shit. I don't know. Sorry. Sorry, I've interrupted you so much.
It's okay, man. It's okay. I forgive you.
Go ahead.
So John Texter is the guy that oversees Lyon's finances.
Okay.
He's the guy that's giving out the wages. He's basically just the investor of Lyon, just like a Sir Jim Ratcliffe for United and a Kroenke for Arsenal and Al Khelaifi for PSG. Same type of profile, same type of guy. Thing is, John Texter hasn't been doing very well in terms of finances with Lyon. So the DNCG have a meeting with him to discuss these wages because they find out that they are a total of, let me just double check this, 501 million euros in debt.
Jeez. Holy crap.
Since he came in, which was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So they gave, at the end of the meeting, the conclusion was they gave him an ultimatum. They gave him a provisional relegation to Ligue 2 if they didn't clear their outstanding wages and they didn't...
Like their debt.
Their debt and just the payroll of the players. Mm-hmm. There's too many players on high wages.
Yeah.
So John Texter needs to... Basically, the situation that Lyon is in right now is they need to sell players. I like the face that you make, the whole laugh. No, I know. What? Basically, Lyon need to sell a certain amount of players and relieve a certain amount of wages before the summer, or else they'll be relegated to League Two.
That's
what
crazy.
This means is ultimately, I don't think that they will get relegated to League Two. I think they'll stay up, but they'll be in a very bad situation. I pulled up the wages of Lyon players, and you guys are laughing, but this is actually funny.
I'm listening.
This, you actually have a reason to laugh here. Alexandre Lacazette, 33 years old, is on 6 million euros a year.
Okay.
Same ridiculous. With Nemanja Matic.
Brother.
Oh, my God.
Saeed Benrahma is on 5 million a year.
Jesus.
You have Ryan Cherki on 4 million a year. Tolisso, who was a Bayern reject.
Mm. Forgot about him.
4.8 million
Cherki was
euros
supposed to be next, too,
year.
Bro.
And that's the thing. That's where I think this is going. Lyon will be in a bad spot even... if they stay up in Ligue 1, because they will have to sell these players.
Right.
They're going to have to sell the Lacazettes, even though he's 33, probably going to go to a Saudi club, but they're going to have to sell it to relieve some wages. Whereas where it's more interesting is that there's these young players that they have that take up a lot of these wages. So clubs could get these guys for much cheaper.
Mm.
You have the Ryan Cherkis, the Kakres, who was a midfielder that was up and coming. He kind of fell off a little bit lately, but...
Sure.
Still 3.3 million of their wages that needs to be gone.
Mm.
We're talking about Miko Tadze, who tore it up at the Euros. Mm. Did great. He's on 3.2. Nuama, we were looking at earlier.
Yep.
Ernest Nuama.
They just brought in.
He's a young player, young winger, who's doing pretty good. There's this other guy called... Let me find it.
Mm.
Can't find it. It's fine. There's another... They have another youngster who's on pretty high wages.
Okay.
So what this means is that these players, they're going to go for cheaper. They're going to go to... So a Cherki, for example, he could go to PSG for...
Peanuts.
20 million. Even less. 15 million. And that would put PSG in a better position in terms of debt.
And it would ruin Lyon.
And it would ruin Lyon.
It's not like an Everton situation a couple years ago. Like, not the same thing, but in money... A money.
It's almost
issue.
Like a lead situation from way back in the day.
It's
It does resemble Everton's situation. It's just that the DNCG they penalize the clubs in France differently than the FA does. Like the FA give point deductions.
Yeah,
the DNCG just gets straight to the point.
Imagine
another club that this happened to literally 2 years ago, less than 2 years ago, is Bordeaux, who now aren't even a professional club. They don't have a professional status. They're in Ligue 2 Nationale, which is the equivalent of the
League
fourth
four.
Tier of French football.
Really?
And you know who they have up top? I think Miles might know this. Do you know who Bordeaux have up top?
Like Girondins de Bordeaux.
Girondins de Bordeaux, yeah. Girondins de Bordeaux.
That's how it says, Girondins.
Yeah, Girondins.
Girondins?
Girondins.
Up top for...
Wait. I don't know why I said way as if I know.
it's Andy Carroll right now.
Oh, I did know.
He's
still there?
And he's doing very good. He's doing very good. Although they aren't a professional team anymore, they still have their fan base. They still play their games. It's just they're
not... Are they still playing like a big stadium?
No, I don't think so. But they're still playing games. They need to get back up to that professional status. They're just playing it at too low of a level to be
they're
considered
a professional.
They're fifth
in Championnat National 2.
Yeah. So Bordeaux is the example of... what Lyon could be if they don't relieve some of these wages.
That's crazy.
However, I think that it's still going to be a bad situation for Lyon, because once they relieve these wages, what do you do then? You don't have a strong core, you know?
Mm.
You don't have the players there to back it up.
They so you don't think it'll actually lead to relegation, but just the way it'll cripple them is...
I don't think it'll lead to relegation. I don't think they'll get relegated this season. But in a couple years, I think it might just pile up on top of them. And,
and
they're also banned from making any transfers until next
for real.
Year.
Guys, that's crazy.
But they can sell people.
They can sell people. They need to sell people.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're asking.
Oh, they are fucked.
Yeah.
They are fucked. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bordeaux are currently...
Malik Fofana, that's who it was. The youngster.
They're fifth.
He's Belgian.
In...
They are fifth in Ligue
1. No.
Yeah. Who?
Lyon.
Oh, no, I
no,
meant...
they are a decent little
Bordeaux
team.
Are fifth.
Oh.
In Ligue 2.
Oh, yeah.
Ligue 4.
Ligue de National, yeah.
Ligue
4, technically. Yeah. Yes, right. Wow. You guys are good. Started off rough.
I'm
but
so sorry, bro.
No,
so
you know what it is?
Like, he's generally getting upset.
No, wait. What you're like, I love when you talk because I just love you and your voice and everything about
Thanks.
You. But like, you two are very knowledgeable mm-hmm. about what you say. So, like, when you saw, I genuinely, like, I like to intake, and mm-hmm. it betters my knowledge of football in general. Mm-hmm. But Julian just has his little fucking on his face for the whole time. Yeah, that's what it is. So it's just like, it's just hard to
shut my fucking mouth.
It's just hard to stay focused. But anyway,
I tried to explain that in the best way I could. It's really complicated.
That was good. No, you did perfect.
That was like the brief overview of what's going on.
I think just France in general. I mean, like, you guys have serious money issues going on over there. Like, your TV deal was just renewed, but for less than it was before. That's unheard of in sports today.
For less than it was before, and 1 week before the start season, of the season.
Which is crazy.
It was announced that DAZN were going to be the Ligue 1, or DAZN in France, were going to be the Ligue 1 broadcasters. Yeah, it's still FUBA for us. But a week before. They didn't know who was going to broadcast their games a week before.
That's crazy.
And it makes sense. The season. When you lose Mbappe, Messi, Neymar, all these guys, like, who's the face of that league?
I think it's more of a broadcasting issue, because they still don't have anyone broadcasting Serie A over there. No one can watch Serie A games in France.
Really?
Unless it's illegally streamed.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tough.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. That's fucking insane.
That is nuts.
Well, on that somber note, everybody.
Is there anything else we want to do?
Do you want to show these kits, or no? Or
would you, no.
These kids, we'll be been showing off this kit the whole episode.
That's fine.
But I think we have a little...
little surprise upcoming.
Mm-hmm. A little surprise upcoming for all of you listening. Yeah. A little end of year...
Can I plug my article?
Go ahead, bro.
I'm writing an article about the rise of football in this country, in Canada, and how the CPL has been a beneficiary, or benefactor rather, of that. So it'll be out in a couple weeks. So
featuring who?
Featuring a couple Canadian broadcasters. Well, we'll leave it suspenseful for now.
A little tease. I like that.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't know who's gonna read it, but I'll probably post it somewhere. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we can put it in our Linktree.
Yeah.
We could.
Absolutely.
Just for like a month or two and still take it off.
Of course.
Thanks, guys.
No beautiful problem.
Proud of shit for you for that.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
It's a big project. I like that.
2,500 words?
Should be good. I want to make it good.
Just 2,500 words without using GPT. That's fucking hard. Dude, I can't do that. Okay.
Yeah. No, oh, ChatGPT has melted my brain. Yeah. Like,
literally, I've never used it for like actual, like, an assignment writing.
That's good. Yeah.
No. Wish I could say the same.
Anyway.
Anywho, boys. Another great episode.
Mm-hmm.
You can say.
It's funny.
Episode. Oh, my God. I can't believe I said that. Episode 70 of the, of the 6 year box. Done and dusted. Mm-hmm. Only 30 left until the big 1-0.
I don't want football to come back, guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like... Arsenal versus Forest, like, I actually...
That's exciting.
No, it's...
You guys, so let's run through that real quick.
If you guys don't plummet them, there's a problem.
They're fifth.
I don't care that they're fifth.
They're sixth.
They're on a hot streak.
Quick fire Champions
Same
League
way you were saying John Duran is on a crazy heater. Nottingham Forest on a crazy heater right now. They shouldn't sustain this type of form.
Leicester City at home to Chelsea.
Chelsea going to win that game.
Yeah, it's the midday game.
Oh,
the
seven, never back.
7:30 kickoff.
Never back.
7:30 kickoff.
Always,
seven.
Always.
Back the early day kickoff.
Yeah.
Always.
But Chelsea, okay.
Yeah.
Bournemouth-Brighton?
Low-key draw, bro.
I see. Yeah.
I see Bournemouth win that one.
Arsenal at home to Forest. He should be
Forest
fine.
Is winning.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
Actually, you're only saying that because you don't want to say Arsenal.
No, genuine Arsenal, like, draw. Like, genuinely. Yep. Like, genuinely draw. Like,
a Chris Wood goal?
No. Sure.
Callum Hudson-Odoi?
Sure. There's gonna be a calamitous cross that someone headers in, mm-hmm. and then, I would bet, like, $1,000 this happening. There's gonna be, like, some stupid goal that goes in, and then we're gonna be down 1-0 early, or maybe, like, middle of the game. Mm. We're gonna score one, we're gonna miss, like, a couple chances to win the game, and we tie 1-1, and then Mikel Arteta's under pressure.
I think a comfortable Arsenal win.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
I think international break,
man,
cools Forest's hot form. You come back, you get shit together.
Arsenal didn't go to
All
Dubai.
All your guys are back. So, boom.
The lack of optimism you have for your own team is concerning.
I know.
Yeah. Especially considering the form that you've been on for the last 2 years.
I know.
Last month has been terrible, though. Last month's been terrible, but look at the bigger picture. Arsenal fans have always told us, look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I predicted we win the Champions League.
On the other side
Trust
of the argument.
Process, lads.
I predicted we win the Champions League, so.
Yeah.
Villa at home to Palace.
It's a Villa win
draw.
If I've ever seen one.
Draw.
Okay.
You want me to make...
Loves his draws.
Villa win. Glasner sucked.
Ooh.
Oliver, gone.
Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh.
Just throw
Low-key,
it out.
Yeah.
Just throw
like,
it out there.
They, like...
Just throwing it out there.
I think if they don't get a result here, it is kind of seemingly over, so...
Yeah. Everton, Brentford.
Loss.
Let's go quicker here. Fulham at home to Wolves.
I see Wolves like doing coming back a little
bit. There's a lot, Craven Cottage, of these games have draw written all over them.
They do, they do. But I'm liking what Wolves are. I mean, of course, they're not doing very good at all. But I see,
yeah, they're actually doing
I see the potential in Wolves.
No, there's a full
I see the potential in Wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cunha's and the Anthony Robinson hat trick.
The fixture of the weekend, City at home to Tottenham.
What do I want here? I guess a Tottenham win.
1-1.
Hey, Tottenham always do beat City, so.
I'd like a Tottenham win, I guess. Except for when they should have beat them last year, but.
Go for it, bro. Yeah. I see a Tottenham win.
Yeah.
Southampton home to Liverpool.
Low key.
Stop it. Okay.
No. And Ramsdale Masterclass?
What was the last time
Based off what?
Harwood Bellis Masterclass?
He scored against Ireland.
Scored against Ireland.
We didn't even talk about Tuchel's start for England. I think you want to spot
stop.
This wasn't Tuchel's start to England.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
It was still Lee Carsley?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It was what? Sorry?
He starts in 25.
Oh, okay.
Tuchel, which is so stupid.
Oh. You guys know Harwood Bellis is getting married to Roy Keane's daughter.
Yeah, really? I did see that.
Really?
Yeah.
How
old is he?
Oh, wow.
Like
22 or something.
Oh, sure.
People get married early.
Yeah. Football especially.
Well, when you're comfortable like that, like,
yeah.
What else are you
gonna stopping
do?
You?
Isn't Endrick married?
That's a...
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
No, that's just a different story. That's just...
What is he, 18, 19? He's 18?
Okay.
Ipswich at home to United.
Ipswich win! Ipswich win!
Emmerim's first game. Emmerim's first game.
Oh my god. Oh my god, the hate watch is going to be so good. Honestly, I'm more excited for that game than I am the Arsenal game.
We will be there
no
matter what.
No, genuinely. Like,
it's not out the realms of possibility.
The bottom of my heart.
Imagine.
The bottom of my heart. I'm more excited
when Smodic scores the screamer winner.
When Leif Davis scores a fucking banger, I will be there.
When Liam Delap, ex-Manchester City player scores against Manchester City.
Massimiliano Luongo scores a banger for Ipswich. I'm telling you, we will be there. I don't think he's played at all this season, to be honest. But
we are so ready.
I'm bottom of my heart. I'm more excited to watch that game than the Arsenal game. Like I'm so serious.
Oh, Omari Hutchinson.
I'm not rage baiting. Like I'm so serious. I'm not excited to watch my team. They're not fun to watch.
When Omari Hutchinson
slots that perfect Ipswich, pass. 11:30.
No, it's the prospect of you guys losing.
Yeah, it just gets the
bird flying.
Gets the bird flying. We need to trademark that before anyone does.
We should.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that all of them? We didn't do Liverpool game. Yeah, we did.
Newcastle against West Ham is the last one.
Oh, Isak masterclass delivering my FPL points. I see it.
Oh yeah. Do we?
Is that on a Monday?
Yes, it is. 3 p.m.
Drink Sheps.
Yep.
Laid back.
At this rate, it might be during pod because we're not. We might not ever have that class again.
Yeah. Actually, no. No chance.
Oh, I mean, it's like the third week in a row we haven't had.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, anywho, lads, another good episode. We will catch you all back here next week for another episode of the 6 Yard Box podcast. We thank all of you guys for listening, and congratulations on getting it through another international break. We'll be back here at this time.
The next one's in March. Oh my God, we are
free. Thank the fucking Lord. Back to regular programming
Blake
now.
Is free.
Back to club football. Back to la pasión. Goodbye, everybody.
We out.
Yeah.